The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
care. Hey, everybody, welcome to the John Stad Miller Intel Report show here. And this, of course, is not John Stad Miller. He's taking a much deserved break. And I'm Michael Rivero of the What Really Happened show. And my show just ended. Now I'm doing this. And if you stayed over from my show, I'm going to basically say up front, there's going to be some duplication of topics because there are going to be people who are just now hearing this stuff for the first time. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. The phone lines are currently empty. And so you can call on in with your comments and questions. Mike is in our control room. He'll answer the phone, put you on the air. And I suppose we ought to be taking a look here. We're getting on down to the end of some of these primaries that are taking place on the mainland United States. There are eight states having primaries, and it's being viewed as a make-or-break situation for Democrats. As you know, earlier in the year, the Democrats were out there saying, we're going to take control of Congress, we're going to impeach Donald Trump, but their numbers have been dropping. And part of the reason for that is the Democratic brand has become damaged. Certainly since the 2016 election, the Democratic Party doesn't really have a platform. They're playing victimhood games. They're fanning up racism and saying, you know, vote for us, we'll end racism. It's like a firefighter who sets a fire and says, you know, hire me and I'll put it out. That's how a lot of modern politics is being run right now. But we'll see what happens. I'm especially interested as to what will happen with Maxine Waters. Let's take a quick survey over the war zones, because as you know, Israel has been making this huge stink about Iranians in Syria. How there are all these Iranian troops and they're getting ready to invade Israel. And that's why Israel has a right to bomb Syria. And Damascus has made it very, very clear. There are no actual Iranian troops on the ground. There are Iranian military advisors there at the express invitation of Syria. But they're not in combat units. So basically trying to pull the rug out from under Israel's continued aggressions against Syria. Of course, we know what Israel really wants. They want to hang on to that Golan Heights. Now, technically, it's occupied territory, just like Gaza and the West Bank. Israel annexed it back in 1981. It is not internationally recognized, although there is currently a bill in the Congress which would have the United States recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan. In other words, you stole it fair and square, and we say that you are going to be able to keep it. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Sovereign Man, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, aloha snack bar.
Aloha snack bar.
Yeah, that article, it's on BBC. It's Crocodile Kills Ethiopian Pastor During Lake Baptism. But he wasn't eaten. He was bitten. He died from his wounds. The people that were there, they were able to chase the crocodile away. The crocodile is still at bay.
At bay or at large?
Well, it's in the lake still.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Maybe the lake goes into a bay. I don't know.
Well, you know, the issue, of course, is it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. And I'm sure all those people from the church are traumatized by it. But again, kind of makes you wonder, you know, why God didn't tap him on the shoulder and say, you might want to think about getting into shallower water.
Mike, seriously, would you wade into a body of water that has infested with crocodiles and then, quote unquote, baptize your people? That's not
well.
Being
I certainly wouldn't
of your sheep, is it?
No, I certainly would not, and that's why I keep saying instead of building a wall down there with the border with Mexico, let's just put crocodiles in the Rio Grande.
Yeah, that might work. You know, chase away those what do they call them, the coyotes?
Yes.
Oh, Mike, you know what I did see? While I was looking at that one article, there was a video of a fox grabs a rabbit, right?
Yep.
And then the eagle grabs the rabbit and the fox. And eventually, it's video footage, and eventually the fox lets go and gives the eagle, you know, gives the rabbit up. Quite
okay.
Impressive. So, if you,
all
if
right,
you're
anything
in the
else?
That's it, brother. Blessings to you.
All right.
I'd send you a Red Bull if I had one.
Yeah. 5 hours of radio on top of all the show prep, it is a little rough. And as soon as the show's over, I'm basically done for the rest of the day.
Hopefully the listeners can call in and help you out, brother.
Well, that might not be such a bad thing here. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the war zones here. Russia has sounded the warning again that there is talk, intelligence, of a new chemical weapons false flag attack staged by the United States to give the United States a reason to simply go back into Syria. Because at this point, to the rest of the world, the U.S. has lost in Syria, and they don't want to admit that they've lost. They don't want to be seen as having lost. They're going to stay in Syria by hook or by crook. Same thing with Afghanistan, because the war agenda is nowhere near done. And when you have a chain of wars that you have planned to carry out all across the Middle East and South America, your first defeat is your last, because at that point, it all comes apart. So I fear that Russia is correct. There will be another false flag chemical attack. It'll be blamed on Bashar al-Assad. And the U.S. Donald Trump will send in more weapons, blow stuff up. But again, keep in mind that if you're trying to figure out if you're being lied to or not, look for what should be there and isn't. And again, what isn't there is a reason for Assad to do something like that. He's all but won this war. And everybody knows it. He doesn't have a reason to gas anybody right now. And Assad understands the use of chemical weapons is the one thing that would roll out the red carpet for a new U.S. aggression. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do it. It's going to be done by the U.S. They're going to say, ooh, look what Assad did. Look what Assad did. Send in those cruise missiles. Okay, so apparently diplomacy is starting to take hold over in Syria, and the Syrian government and SDF have reached an agreement on the Omar oil field. Now, remember, the Syrian Democratic Forces are the other side, and there's been a lot of conflict, but now Assad is trying to dial it down. He's trying to show he's willing to work with these opposition groups, and they're willing to share the oil revenues, because Assad's got a country to rebuild. He doesn't want any more war. He's got to rebuild his country, because 7 years of war by the United States and its proxies has just devastated the place. Used to be one of the most beautiful countries in the Middle East, and it's been smashed up. The same with every other country the United States has gone into. Iraq has been smashed up, still recovering from that. Afghanistan. All of these once beautiful places, and they're all being smashed up here. Over in Iran, they have announced they're going to restart, building advanced centrifuges. They are going to keep them within the framework of the 2015 nuclear agreement with the world powers, the P4 plus one agreement, which allows Iran to basically, under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, create fuel rods for its nuclear power station, which they're allowed to do. And the reason Iran is starting to build the centrifuges, two reasons. First of all, the old ones were surrendered as part of the deal with the United States. And second, those things wear out very, very quickly because the feedstock for a uranium centrifuge is uranium hexafluoride, and it is very corrosive, and it'll just eat right through the metal. In fact, most of you probably don't know this, but you know Teflon, the nonstick coating on your cookware, was actually invented as a coating for uranium centrifuges during America's Manhattan Project. And then somebody said, you know, I wonder how this would work on a fry pan. Serendipity. The U.S. is setting up a new missile shield in Europe, which will, of course, inflame tensions with not only Moscow, but Tehran. They're going to put up this missile shield there. Meanwhile, NATO is deploying 30,000 troops to Eastern Europe and launches a massive drill to confront Russian aggression. And I'm sorry, we all need to take a look back over the last 18 years and look at who has been out there doing the aggression, invading other countries, regime change, drone strikes. It's not Russia. And it's not Iran. It's the United States. They come on out with a lie, Saddam's nuclear weapons. Oh, we have to invade. We have no choice but to invade. So, Vladimir Putin has come on out responding to this continued Western media propaganda that Russia stole Crimea. Because that is not what happened. And he's reminding everybody that following the U.S.-backed coup d'etat against Ukrainian President Yanukovych and the installation of the puppet ruler Poroshenko, the Crimean people held a referendum to secede from Ukraine, which they have the right to do under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Which, by the way, obligates the United States to recognize that right, even though the United States refuses to. The Crimeans then had a second referendum where they said, we want to merge with the Russian Republic. Both the referendums passed with a huge, huge margin for victory. And so Crimea approached the Russian Republics and said, we'd like to sign up. Russia says, sure. And that's what happened. And now Russia has built a new bridge from the Russian mainland across to Crimea. And Putin is saying, no, they're not going to give it back. And it's nonsense to go on saying that somehow Russia stole Crimea, because that is not what happened. All right, let's take a phone call from Charlie in Los Angeles. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Propaganda and ratings is on my mind, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Yeah. You know, if you would go out across the street and call some woman the C word, there's a good chance her husband might come out and want to smash you. Now,
yes,
I find it kind of peculiar that somebody like Samantha Bee can call the president of the United States daughter a four-letter word and Kushner's wife, her husband's Jared Kushner, who is probably at the top of the mafia there in New York, she gets away with it.
Yep.
I don't believe it, Mike. I think it's all for ratings. I think it's staged. I think if that was for real, she would pay a huge price in the real world. They kill people for a lot less than that.
Well, I think what it really illustrates, though, is that the corporate media, pardon me, is very biased liberally, because had Roseanne Barr said something like that, they would have taken her show away. I mean, what Roseanne Barr said, I think, is nowhere near as bad as what Samantha Bee said. But Samantha Bee gets away with it because she supports the liberal agenda. And right now we're seeing this schism, this fight between conservatism and liberalism take on a major part of the public's awareness. It's almost becoming as tense as the pro-slavery and pro-abolition forces leading to the American Civil War.
Well, look at Samantha Bee getting away with something like that because she's a liberal, okay? I don't buy it. And as far as Roseanne goes, I wouldn't be surprised if the Roseanne whole thing was staged just to add to the fear of slamming everybody on freedom of speech. She's already getting old. She's rich. Her show came back for a couple of weeks. She turns around and says that to Valerie Jarrett. For most part, you know, she's a Persian Jew, Valerie Jarrett. What we have here is two Jews insulting each other. So, look, I just can't buy. I see most of this as propaganda. I'm sorry. It's ratings. And for somebody to get away with calling the President of the United States daughter the C word, and no, it's planned in my mind. The owner of that show would be stunned, would not let her get away with it. But think about it. To me, it's all ratings and propaganda, and thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, you've got it. And the thing is, I don't know about Samantha Bee. Certainly in the aftermath of Roseanne losing her show over what she tweeted, I would have thought Samantha Bee would have been a little bit more circumspect about her language. But you're right. She still has her show. And the fallout from what she said about Ivanka has put her name on the headlines. And so maybe it was intentional on Samantha Bee's part. I don't think it was intentional on Roseanne's part. Whether you blame the Ambien or whatever, she came out with a comment, which I agree is, tactless. I don't think she should have lost her show for it. And I think that the reality is, because her rebooted show was proving so successful and was drawing a lot of viewers to what was essentially a conservative point of view, that she was targeted. And they were just waiting for an excuse to get rid of her, and she unfortunately handed it to them on a silver platter. Okay? All right. Well, thank you for the phone call, Charlie. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here. This is an interesting article. All the countries over in the Middle East seem to be sneering at each other right now. And talking tough. And as you know, there's been a lot of tension between Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And so Saudi King Salman has threatened to take military action against Qatar if Qatar goes through with a plan to install the Russian S-400 air defense system. And Salman said he would take military action to eliminate this defensive system. More about this when we come back from these commercials. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, welcome back to our show here, and we're going to do some more news here. So we're talking about this article about how Saudi's King Salman is threatening to basically bomb the heck out of Qatar if Qatar goes ahead with buying the Russian S-400 air defense system. Now, last year, there was this very strange situation where Saudi Arabia and its allies severed ties with Qatar, based around a false media report claiming the Qatari emir wasn't sufficiently hostile towards Iran. Now, that media report turned out to be false, but by then the damage was done, and the situation has not been corrected. Now, the Saudis are saying that if Qatar goes ahead with this purchase, they're basically going to dig a water channel out of the entire Qatari border, basically turning it into an island, and they're going to dump nuclear waste in the area. I mean, that's some very, very tough talk. But what makes this story very interesting is this order, this ultimatum, if you will, is being credited to Saudi's King Salman. Now, this is important because nobody has really seen the Crown Prince since April, when there was an attempted coup d'etat at the Royal Palace. And there were reports that he was shot twice. Now, at that point, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was making all the decisions because the elder Saudi King Salman, he's elderly. And it may be that other people are making the decisions now in his name. But it's raising the possibility that maybe Mohammed bin Salman did not survive the coup attempt. So going to be some dramatic shifts in the power structure there in Saudi Arabia. The U.S. is planning significantly more South China Sea war drills to counter the new reality of China. They keep coming up with these phrases to make it look, it's their fault. They're the new China. It's all their fault. We've got to go on and give them what for. And apparently France and Britain are also sending ships to challenge Beijing's claims in the South China Sea. Now, it's important to remember that those islands were, in fact, Chinese territory, recognized prior to World War II. During World War II, Japan conquered those islands, took them as possessions. Following the end of World War II, Japan was required to give those islands back to their original owners, and this was all set forth in a document called the Cairo Convention, signed by all the allies who fought in World War II, including the United States, which said, yes, these islands in the South China Sea are part of China. And here we have the United States, along with Vietnam and the Philippines out there, basically breaking yet another treaty and say, oh, yes, we're going to get those islands. How dare China build those islands up? How dare they build airports on there? So the U.S. is trying to provoke China by sailing warships through the area. Now, as you know, in a little over a week, Donald Trump is going to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Singapore. They're already having pre-summit summits right now. Interestingly enough, though, most of the talk so far has been about China, because it's not just going to be Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. All of the regional powers are going to be trying to sit in on this table and make sure that their particular interests and agendas are being dealt with. And China's obviously shoving its way up to the front of the line. I'm sure Japan will be there as well. And certainly South Korea will be there as well. So we'll see what happens with that here. But again, I am not hopeful that this is really going to work, because we keep hearing from North Korea that what North Korea wants are security guarantees. And that is a tall order when you look at the recent history of the U.S. government, which has gone into countries like Iraq and said, you will give up your chemical and biological weapons, and we promise we will not invade you. And then Iraq gave up their weapons of deterrence. They got invaded. Same thing with Libya. Same thing with Syria. This all makes it very, very difficult for Kim Jong-un to take the U.S. word at anything. Apparently, Kim Jong-un has made some top staff changes prior to his leaving for Singapore. They're not officially saying what it's about, but it may be that he was concerned that while he's in Singapore, his government might slam the door shut, lock the door, and change the locks. We're going to be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the show here and continuing along with our news. Down in South America, the Venezuelan foreign minister is accusing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo of leading a coup d'etat against the Caracas government. And the rhetoric was inflammatory, where Jorge Ariza promised to fight the imperialists to the north. And he was delivering this rebuke following Mike Pompeo's calls for the Organization of American States to suspend Venezuela from the Hemispheric Organization. Try and just isolate them and cut them off here. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Laura in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. What I wanted to talk about was at the end of your other show, you were talking about the RFK assassination.
Yes.
I'd like to talk about another assassination that changed the history of our country. And that is the assassination of John Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
And Hillary. Yes. I really firmly believe, you know, he was running for the Senate seat in New York, which he would have won, hands down. Then I'm sure he would have become president, and we would have never had Obama. John Kennedy Jr. would have been our president at that time.
Yep. He had the name value to do it.
Another thing we can thank Hillary for is killing John Kennedy Jr. You know, and a lot of people don't talk about that, but that's definitely an assassination. All those lies about bad weather, he wasn't a good pilot, Oh, that was a lie.
Yep.
The absolute lie.
It was. Yep. You know, the I have family that live on Martha's Vineyard, and they told me that, yeah, the sky was clear. They could see stars. They could see the lights over on shore. And Martha's Vineyard had just put up some very powerful street lights in the center of the island. So, you know, JJ had a good point of reference getting into the airfield there. And he had already studied up to take his instrument rating exam. So he knew how to use all those instruments. He didn't have his instrument rating, but if you know how to use the instruments, you just go ahead and do that. It was an assassination. And I think what really sets this thing off is if you go back and you look at what happened right after that, that yes, the word was getting around that he was going to run for that Senate seat that Hillary Clinton wanted. And because of his name value, he would have won it. And supposedly, his announcement to run for that Senate seat was in the July 26th, 1999 issue of Newsweek. And, of course, he fell out of the sky at that point. The entire print run of that issue of Newsweek was recalled from the newsstands. It never actually got out to those racks by the cash registers. Newsweek simply sent out, a command, send them all back. And it simply vanished. It disappeared.
That's why I think Obama made her Secretary of State. That was a thank you for killing John Kennedy Jr. and making the way for Obama. See? It all fits in together.
I think that Hillary really wanted to win the White House from Obama, but she was losing in the polls. And so when they had that little special private meeting, I think they struck a deal. And that was Hillary was going to back off, let Obama take the White House, and in exchange, Obama was going to make Hillary Secretary of State, which would give her the foreign policy credentials to take into the following election. And I think that's the deal that was made.
And then on another note, this is kind of a funny thing in a way. I went twice to the commercial for that Peyronie's disease. Have you seen that? I think
yes.
It's Bill Clinton. Okay, you know why? Because remember the two women who he said raped him, that he raped, they claimed the same thing with Bill Clinton. And I thought, hey, I told my husband, I said, oh, that's what Bill Clinton must have had. Remember they wanted a doctor to examine him and everything?
Yep.
Do you recall that?
Vaguely. But my theory is that Crohn's disease is actually caused by some of these modern medications that just destroy the gut biome. And that kills
that's
off all the beneficial.
That's not what,
That's
not what Peyronie's is. It's Peyronie's disease.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I thought you were saying Crohn's disease.
Oh, okay.
My mistake.
How they say it on the commercial, this would be nice. It's for men who have a curve under their belt.
Okay.
You get my drift.
Well,
the two women that he raped, they claim that he had this curve.
Well, I got to tell you right now, I'm getting a little tired of Bill Clinton and Hillary. And I, like most Democrats, I wish they would just go away. And it was very foolish for Bill Clinton to go on this book tour. He had to know he was going to be ambushed with all these stories. These are bad people, but apparently they got away with it because they've got the blackmail information on the rest of the government.
I'm waiting for Hillary to defenestrate. You know what that is? Jump out of a window, like Jezebel. So I call her Jezebel Ahab.
Okay,
so Jezebel fell out of a window, and the dogs ate her. So I'm waiting for her to defenestrate.
Well, why would you do that to those poor dogs? What have they ever done to you?
yeah, exactly. Maybe the Blue Dogs Democrats will get her.
Oh, could be. Yes.
Yeah. So it's all the Bible, yep. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call here. Okay. Now, Israel is starting to throw its military weight around. Here in Hawaii, at the end of the month, starting on June 27th, we're having what is called the RIMPAC exercise, which is short for Rim of the Pacific. And it's held here in Hawaii every 2 years, which means that the Navy is going to put on a dazzling 4th of July fireworks show. And we just overlook Pearl Harbor. We don't even have to drive. We just go out on the back lanai. But for the first time, Israel, even though it is not on the Pacific Rim, is joining this exercise. And at the same time, Israel is joining the NATO drill in Europe for the first time. And one of the scenarios that they're rehearsing there is crushing an armed rebellion. Got to make people nervous. I think Israel is aiming to try and become a member of NATO, which would then obligate NATO to fight Israel's wars for it. And I think that's why Israel is doing that, because Israel is technically not in the North Atlantic, which is what the NA in NATO stands for, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Over at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, Israeli police officers arrested 12 Palestinian worshipers from inside Al-Aqsa Mosque's courtyards. All they were doing was reading the Quran. That's it. That's like you taking your Bible over to your church and just reading the Bible. That's all they were doing. At the same time these 12 Palestinians were being arrested and no explanation given, 53 Jewish settlers forced their way into the site. And that, of course, is an attempt to provoke the Palestinians, to promote the Muslims, to anger them. I think Netanyahu really wants a third intifada. The two soldiers who shot a 16-year-old Palestinian kid back in 2013 have had all charges dropped against them, even though the Israeli government said that, yeah, the soldiers in question were not in any danger, and they had no justification. But the prosecutors have dropped the indictments here. This is an interesting story. As you know, Israel calls itself the Jewish state, the state for the Jewish people. And it's been getting them into a lot of trouble lately because people equate that with apartheid. When you have a nation that is for only one of the group of people that are living in it, that's an apartheid state, whether it's Israel or South Africa. So there was a bill introduced to basically redefine Israel as a country of all its citizens, which I think would be a very nice move. It was stopped before it even reached the Knesset for discussion. So Israel remains a country for the Jews only. Everybody else is second-class citizen. They're an apartheid state. There's no question. We're still seeing the repercussions coming on out of the Bloody Monday massacre that happened on the Gaza border. And every Friday, the protests are continuing. The Gazans have just burned out their anger and their fear. And they're still going on out there. They're getting shot. There was a 21-year-old paramedic who was killed, clearly wearing identification as a medic, and they shot her. But around the world, people are expressing their disgust. Norway is now saying that yes, their citizens can boycott the goods and services produced in settlements, and this does not contradict Norway's international commitments. So the boycotts are definitely going to be happening here. The city of Barcelona is endorsing a call for a comprehensive military embargo on Israel. Now, in the face of all of this was that absolutely shameful display by Nikki Haley at the United Nations Security Council when there was a resolution put forward on providing some kind of protection for the Palestinians against Israel aggression. And all the Security Council voted for this measure, except the United States. Nikki Haley exercised her veto. Then she turned around and offered her own resolution, which simply said Hamas is to blame for everything that's going on. That resolution got one vote, Nikki Haley's. And I think probably Americans are just sick and tired of seeing what is supposed to be our U.S. government continue to behave as Israel's whore at the United Nations. We're living under foreign puppet rule. That's the reality. Members of Congress, they're always obsessed. Oh, what are we going to do for Israel? We need more weapons for Israel. We need more money for Israel. Oh, Israel. Oh, Israel. I think we ought to take everybody in government who says they're a friend to Israel, crate them up, and just airdrop them. Nice, comfortable, big parachute into Israel. If they love Israel, they should be there. Not sitting in our country, pillaging it and parasitizing it on behalf of a foreign government. We simply can't afford this stuff anymore. Our economy is hovering on the edge of collapse. Over in Jerusalem, there is this historic cemetery, Bab al-Rahma. It's just outside the eastern wall of Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. And starting 3 weeks ago, the Israel's Nature and Parks Authority began digging up the graves in order to establish a national park on parts of the cemetery's land. Now, this centuries-old cemetery has great religious and historical significance, and it's the site of the graves of Ubadah ibn al-Samit and Shahad ibn Aus, who were companions of the Prophet Muhammad. And I mention this story because anytime there is so much as a scratch on a Jewish gravestone, the media goes ballistic. Oh, it's anti-Semitism, it's Jew hate, it's vandalism, it's horrible. And yet here we have Israel literally digging up these graves and saying, we're just going to put a park here. Not a word from America's corporate media. Not too long ago, Al Jazeera produced a documentary about the Israel lobby in Great Britain, and it was released online, and it shocked a lot of the people of Britain who really didn't understand just how much under control of Israel their government is. And people were looking forward to a second documentary produced by Al Jazeera that looked at the Israel lobby here in the United States. Well, the Israel lobby doesn't want you to know about the Israel lobby in the United States. And tremendous pressure has been brought to bear on Qatar. And unfortunately, Qatar has now buckled under, and they are ordering Al Jazeera not to release this documentary. And apparently the threat was made that the U.S. would pull its massive Al Udeid air base out of the Gulf state, or that there might even be a military attack from Saudi Arabia. So Qatar is saying that delaying indefinitely this documentary, The Lobby USA, is a matter of national security. Now, hopefully somebody will leak it out, because the American people do need to see the extent to which our government is under foreign control. We have a Vichy government in Washington, D.C. They're collaborating. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the program, there are eight primaries taking place across the country today. It's a make or break for the Democratic Party. Not too long ago, the Democrats were out there saying, oh, it's going to be a sweep. We're going to take Congress. But their poll numbers have been dropping, and the GOP numbers are rising. Apparently, millennials are starting to turn away from all the liberal whining. And I think one indicator of that is we have this video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com where Maxine Waters had a meet and greet to get out the vote and get out the tweet. 12 people showed up, including the cameraman. So it may be that people are just getting tired of Maxine Waters and her screeds and crying. And short of massive election fraud, she could actually lose. Senator Lindsey Graham has sent a letter to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein demanding that he recuse himself from the Mueller probe because apparently it looks like Rosenstein might be a witness for the probe. And so that's a conflict of interest. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back after these few words.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to our program here. We're going to go back to the phones. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello to you both. I feel like I'm going through deja vu. Just kidding. Bad joke.
Yep.
When you said about the parachute deal with the politicians and corporate heads and all that kind of good stuff and Israel and so forth,
yes,
and dropping them, you know what? You're being way too kind. Way too kind to them.
Well, you know.
You know why I say that?
Why?
If they if they did that to you, anybody else in the U.S., or me, they would not give you the benefit of a parachute. They would just kick you right out the door of the airplane and say, bon voyage. I'll let you pick your own acronym after that. They wouldn't give two craps over you. Do what?
No, I didn't. I was listening to you.
Oh, okay. They wouldn't give two craps over you, anybody else, or me, for that matter. So you're being way too kind about the parachute deal. So,
okay.
Besides, they'd probably expect a lot better health care in Israel than they would be here, for that matter. Even though they have the creme de la creme here in the U.S. as far as the government structure goes anyway. So, c'est la vie. Well, have a great one. Later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here. Coming up on the top of the hour here. As you know, finally we're going to get some hearings that are dancing around the outer edges of the Hillary Clinton private email server scandal. They have an IG report that's come on out about how the Department of Justice and FBI handled that investigation. They're still not willing to take that step over into the server itself. But it was very obvious that something was wrong with the way that the investigation was, well, basically blocked. We saw that with James Comey, who came on out and went down a laundry list of Title 18 felony violations committed by Hillary Clinton and then said she didn't mean to do wrong, therefore our recommendation is not to prosecute. And Attorney General Loretta Lynch came on out and said, we agree with the FBI's assessment. And that was an issue because, first of all, Title 18 does not require intent, and it's not the FBI's job to recommend prosecutions. That belongs to the Department of Justice. So this whole thing was just wanky from the beginning. And I'm looking forward to those hearings. I'm sure everybody is already out there trying to figure out their best way out of the mess. But we need to go back and we need to take a look at this issue of whether or not there was an espionage operation going on inside the Capitol building. Because there's an article over at Judicial Watch basically saying that there's been an obvious cover-up of the Awans. And Imran Awan, remember last week we reported where police supposedly accidentally delivered documents intended for the prosecution to Awan's defense attorneys, who promptly made copies of them all and handed them back. And after Awan, first of all, Debbie Wasserman Schultz got the Awan brothers into the Capitol building without the usual vetting. And after they were fired, she kept them on her staff as well. So something is going on over there. And according to this other article that came on out from 12160, Wasserman Schultz literally screamed at House officials to kill the hacking probe. Okay, we should be hearing some music now as we come down to the end of our program. There it is. All right, we'll be back after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.